I want to talk about OJ.
No Mo J. That is crazy. I didn't realize or really understand OJ Simpson trial. You know,
I didn't understand what the big deal was with him.
Yeah, because we weren't alive when it took place.
Nope.
But you know, the Ford Bronco driving on the highway.
Right.
I thought he was in prison. Going to be honest. And then I found out he died. I mean, I don't know if he was.
Wasn't he let out?
Yeah, he was acquitted.
When was he let out?
I don't think he ever went to prison. Like, he never was went. Like not, there was like some kind of
he
complication
was like,
or something.
Yeah,
he was maybe held.
Didn't fit.
No, what happened was it was a jury trial, and basically the prosecution, like they were gonna, it was either gonna be a big upset. And they were never, who the guy that was prosecuting OJ was like, his career would be over if he prosecuted him and sent him to prison.
Wasn't it Kardashian?
What?
I don't know.
Lawyer?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't think
that
so.
That sounds familiar. Jenner or something? Kardashian, maybe?
No.
Interesting.
But he murdered two people and...
Yeah, dude.
Because
he was his close friend and one of his attorneys.
Interesting.
Robert Kardashian.
Robert Kardashian. Is that how they inherited all their wealth?
I think that's how they got all their famousness, all their fame.
It's really interesting.
Uh-huh. I thought it was just because the glove didn't fit, so they couldn't prove it.
Yeah, glove
didn't fit. That's not really. That's a terrible.
Well, how'd the glove not fit?
Too small.
No.
It was leather, and it got wet, and it shrank, I guess, is like the thing.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other stuff. Basically, he should have been convicted.
Only had a glove that was too small.
Yeah. He should have been convicted and sent to prison for
You can still wear a glove that's too small.
That's true. I do it all the time golfing.
Yeah.
Killed just people. Fine. Got away with it.
Well.
I thought it was just his wife.
Got away with it until a couple
weeks
ago.
No, he killed two people.
Did he confess before
his wife and his wife's boyfriend.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it was so something like that.
The Wikipedia said his wife's friend. I'm like,
Yeah. And he was a male, I think.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah. Robin. Robert? No, Rob's the lawyer.
I don't know.
Ron.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
I'm serious. He said he was, like, doing fine with his cancer battle, though. So
apparently not. He died.
Never expected him to lie to us, but he did.
Yeah.
Cancer killed
Interesting.
Him.
Interesting. Didn't take OJ to be a liar, but I guess here we are.
This is my thoughts on the Gas Boy's name. Okay. You know, there's lots of different brands that are well known. Nike, Adidas.
Yeah.
There's fancier stuff.
Tesla.
I don't know because I can't afford it. But there's all these brands out there. And there's a lot of cheap stuff.
Timo.
Less expensive. That you can get. It's not maybe as high quality. But you can get pretty close. You just got to know the brands to get. We can be a company that we get our name out there for whatever we're doing, podcasting.
Yep.
Let it be podcasting.
For this instance.
And we can become a high-quality podcast from a low-quality podcast just like that by getting our name out there.
I didn't even think about that.
So we just need to
you
tell
give them
people
a
our name.
Low-quality product. Or a similar quality product, but your name's out there, so people listen.
Yeah.
Delete that.
He cooked with that one.
No, he was good. Yeah. No, I like that.
No, that was...
I'm going to stew on it for a little bit. So just...
Oh, man.
Tell people about us. And
just delete, guys. Delete it.
We're bad. And we don't care. Keep listening.
We suck and we're mass produced.
You guys, here's the thing, though.
We should do crappy episodes every... We should release 24 hours.
Of crap.
24 episodes a day. One for every hour. Just absolutely mass produced and
just shove it down their throats.
You know, it's low quality, but it's they release an episode every hour, so we give them some grace.
Yeah, seriously, what do you expect? Oh my gosh, we don't have time.
I think we need to go to Jefferson and do stand-up comedy.
Yes, dude.
At the open mic night.
We have got to. That would be so fun.
I can do my 60
how much,
second.
How long is it? 5 minutes?
I have no idea. All I saw was the sign outside.
Let's do it.
It said stand-up comedy here. I don't even remember the
name. I'll work
of the building.
On something.
That would be so fun because everyone would bomb, dude.
Yeah. We should just go one of these
and just listen.
And just experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wonder if you have to be 21.
I don't know. It didn't seem like a bar.
I can get you guys in.
Yeah, really? Yeah. You know the owner?
I know the owner.
Who? Yeah.
I don't
know. You really?
Mike.
You can meet him, and then you'll know him.
It's Mike and his wife, Open.
Mike Open. Mike Open. There's something there. I don't know.
I know. I should say that on the stage. So I met the owner.
Mike and his wife, Open.
And I'm like...
Opened a door.
You must be Open Mike.
It's so terrible.
It'd make much more sense if it was like Hope and Mike.
Hope and Mike.
Hope and Mike.
Yeah, but that's still not a joke.
No, sound like other words.
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny.
Okay, here, let's start with this, okay? Ready?
We just started with that.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I had this epiphany, this revelation. Instagram these days, you know, I never post. None of you guys ever post. Actually, you just did.
Happy birthday, Haley.
I posted yesterday.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I posted for Mariah's birthday and then for New Year's.
I hardly see
that's all I do.
Any of my friends posting stuff. I don't really see anything about their lives. Very few. Very few I see stuff on Instagram about their lives. Mostly see their lives going on in person.
And when my friends do post about their lives, I don't really care that much. I'm like, I don't want to.
I think in the pretty much what it is now, but it's going to just progress. Eventually, Instagram will only be the influencers.
Yep.
Anybody on Instagram, they're just going to be influencers.
Really?
So if you have that much of a passion to still stay on Instagram and post things, then you're going to just decide, well, I'm putting all this time into it. I might as well become an influencer and try and make some money off of this.
I don't think it's something you decide. I think it's just like...
So I think, yeah, I think it is. I think it's something you start doing.
Influencer?
Yeah, and you want to like try and grow.
What are you looking at? Well, you're locked in at the bottom of my shoe right now.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
I am now.
Or you were.
He likes
like
the circles.
No.
I stepped on something or something.
Yeah.
No more normal people.
Blue. Why? Why are they kicking
off the
normals?
And they're not kicking them off, but that's all the comment section is normal people. The posts,
no, it's not
normal
dude. The
people.
Comment section is not normal people.
It's the opposite of normal people.
How I never see my friends comment, but there's always millions of comments.
Sometimes I see a friend comment.
And I'm like, what are you doing in here? Get out.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'll like it, though, sometimes.
It's like...
I see Tim Munson comment. Of any person I follow, I see Tim Munson comment.
Yeah, Tim Munson comments a lot on stuff. But it's becoming a place where you care less about the actual post and more about the comment section.
Yeah, that's fun. I like that better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I want to see what everyone else...
The comments
yeah,
are so
I'm like,
funny.
We're thinking the same thing.
Sometimes I'll see a video with, like, it's like, you know... 2,000 likes and 10,000 comments. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to open these.
And there's one like that has 89,000.
Yeah, one comment that's just quadruple the...
Yeah, comment.
Yeah.
I think I said like.
I remember one time you commented something. You were like an early comment on like a SportsCenter post. When it was a Big Ed.
No,
you commented on Big
dude,
Ed's post.
Who's dang Big Ed from,
and then you got
from 90 Day Fiancé.
TLC. Oh, yeah, from 90 Day Fiancé.
He blocked
and he posted
you.
Like some sad edit or something after his like show was over with what's her face
from the Philippines or
yeah, Philippines. And I commented, like, keep your chins up, Big Ed, you'll be all right. Like, it's all right, Big Ed, keep your chins up. And blew up. I mean, I had more likes than his dang video. And then he blocked me. Like, I can't
find that user
his
anymore.
Account doesn't exist, and the comment's gone. And That's terrible.
Hilarious. You still on TikTok these days?
Nah. Instagram is, yeah, it's nice. Place. It's nice that everyone's on Instagram so that if I see something funny, I can just send it to all my people. With TikTok, let me download it and, you know, send it a text message.
That's the worst.
It's and then you have the Chinese bugs on your phone now.
Yeah, they got all the bugs. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Anymore.
It's not really.
Plus, they're going to explode it soon anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's they're done. Trying to. Trying to blow it up. You going to try your little drink there, Park? Tell everybody what you found.
Oh, we found... Parker got us a little mystery potion.
A tonic from the Eastern lands.
Is there a
from
camera the soul put that sucker. Up to? It looks foul.
Or I'll put it right in front of you.
Can we get a Google Translate that'll show us what the ingredients are?
I hope this is in the shot.
Because I am terrified.
I don't know.
It looks like, way too medicinal to be just a like.
It's casual a really
drink.
Low percentage of everything. Okay. That's in here. So, yeah. The highest percentage of something
it's
in
a
here
low
is
percentage
7.5.
Of everything.
Does it say milligrams though?
No, just percent. It says like it looks like a U and then an N.
What kind of drink has its ingredients listed as percentages and not milligrams?
Everything does.
It's no, like it daily
value. It has a unit. It has a unit of something. It says a percent of like your daily value.
That was like percent of the drink. This drink is 5% sugar, 2% you know water.
It has what looks like the Red Bull logo. And these fools don't have keys.
You want me to go grab it?
I really terrified. It smells, believe it or not, identical to Red Bull.
Let me see. I would know. Let me see.
Yeah, like that's all. It's just Red Bull, but from a
supposedly.
Different country.
Supposedly. That's such a small amount, though.
I know. That's why I think it's like maybe
oh, yeah, it does smell exactly
or
like
not
Red Bull.
Sparkly. I turned it all on for you guys.
Thanks. Nice hats.
Okay, do it for you,
boo. Yeehaw. Can I get this with?
Yeah.
Ooh, that is pungent. No, for real, it smells identical to Red Bull. Everyone get a look.
Oh, yeah.
How incredible is that? Theoplex L.
Death.
Yeah, that's the only thing that looks like English letters.
It's probably still not.
No, sir. I'm pumped. What should we do? Do we have cups or should we just throw it back?
Let me just... there's some cups over there. I can go get them.
I'll grab some.
Yeah, okay. Gavin, go get them. Yeah, but I went to buy this shirt, and then they also had some...
It's a beautiful shirt.
Foreign...
They had some Theoplex L.
Yeah, and I was like, I have to get my hands on these.
Oh, no.
He wouldn't...
Not all over
yeah,
your beautiful
it was just
shirt.
Like, I had to pay cash
I wonder how many
this.
Milligrams of caffeine.
This is actually probably good to test the color also to see if it's...
After we drink it, we should do the Google Translate thing.
Yeah, that's Red Bull yellow right there.
That's pee yellow.
There's no, like, carbonation.
That's so little. Like, there, it must be more, like... what is that? Vital? Must
vitamin.
Be more. What?
What?
More like when something's like more.
Concentrated.
Yeah, but it's like more vital, more.
I don't know what you're
oh,
doing.
Oh, so. I don't know.
You know this what I'm saying? More potent. Potent.
Potent.
It must be.
That'd
more
be
potent.
The same
oh,
thing.
Oh, this is potent.
To potency.
Here, hey, to potency. All right, let's throw it on back.
Oh,
Gavin's convulsing. Oh, not carbonated at all.
No, it is not. I wonder if to
I think it's just uncarbonated Red Bull, to be honest, but it tastes horrible. Oh, Gavin.
Wasn't Dr.
Gavin,
Pepper
no.
Like sodas originally are like medicine, right?
Dr. Pepper was
like medicine to them.
Dr. Pepper was like cold medicine.
Nah, that is gross.
And you're supposed to have it hot with oranges.
What?
Gavin is in and out of consciousness right now.
You guys, that really...
The rest of the episode is going to be like this.
How do I do the picture thing where... Oh, camera right here. Can
I
see it?
It's such a small lid or, like, opening that I don't want to, like, suckle on it, like, to drink it, but I don't know what other way to...
You just... All right. It's going to be a bunch of nonsense.
Gavin, no,
looking
it's not.
Looking for results.
Let me guess.
Can't find the language.
Thailand or, like, Cambodian?
Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Has to
oh,
go
yeah,
from
Thai to Spanish.
Thai,
to Thai
boom.
To
I'm sorry. English. No languages. I can't read it though.
Okay, guys, this isn't funny. Where's English? All right, here it is. It says branded drinks.
Branded drinks. That's
taurine,
good.
850 milligrams of taurine. It says 1977. Come and reveal. Nutritional value per 1,000. It didn't get all of it, to be honest.
Nutritional value per 1,000. That's pretty good. See if it can just translate the frontal part.
Yeah, bull power 50, sugar forest 8, fat 0, social 90.
It's got 50 bull power?
Bull power 50,
no
dude.
No way.
That's what it says, dude.
Give me some more.
Here, look. Bull power.
Taurine.
Oh,
dark.
I never had my microphone.
No, you didn't.
Let me see. Here.
Dark.
I need to drink.
Fat. Social.
It's dark. Yeah,
social?
Bull power is 50, sugar forest is 8, fat, there's no fat. Social is 90. I'm guessing that might be calories. Please recycle.
Okay.
Car good. Is a percentage of the maximum amount consumed per day.
That is terrible.
It's not. It's just flat Red Bull. But kind of cool. Kind of cool looking.
How much was
how
it?
How much caffeine?
$5.
$5?
Kevin, I bought it for the experience and the content.
Oh, apparently.
Yeah, delicious. Because
you weren't buying it for the financial smarts.
I know.
It's kind of sick, actually.
It's kind of sick. I'm going to put some, like, pens in here or something.
Yeah,
put
no. You use it as like a water bottle.
You put one.
Put a pen.
Oh, listen
to
this.
I roll
to
the
okay.
function with this as my water bottle.
I went and picked up Hannah's Stanley the other day. It was just on the ground, so I grabbed it to take it to her.
Uh-huh.
And I felt a way about it. Just holding it, being like,
whoa.
I was like going back and forth. Like,
strangely powerful.
Hmm.
I feel like I need to start complaining.
I see. I would never do this. Listen to this. Feel like
we never go on any real dates. Whoa. What was that?
Take me to church the next morning. What?
What? Gas isn't free.
gas ain't. Gas is free.
Yeah. I think that gas is free.
I think.
All right, Gavin. Seriously.
Oh, okay.
Okay, dude.
He said something really, really raunchy.
Yeah.
Mariah tries to tell me they're for boys, too.
No, they're not for
Stanley's
boys.
Stanley's are for boys.
Yeah,
Stanley's
exactly
are not for boys.
Yeah, I'm sure they are for boys. Maybe not for men, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they for men?
But why would you need multiple?
Multiple Stanleys?
Yeah. Do you with your outfits?
Oh, yeah, outfits. Haley has a
because I could see, like, I was carrying it. I was like, this does not go with my outfit right now.
Yeah.
It's not so much a water bottle as it is an accessory of, look at my outfit.
An accessory of water.
Something else to carry other than your purse.
Huh.
You carry one sometime and just.
Well, I know that's the one you're referencing, the blue one,
mm-hmm.
right? Mariah and I picked that out for Hannah for her birthday. And she wanted the smaller one because she wanted it to go into her purse. So I don't know if it's like a bonus thing.
It's a bonus item.
It fits in her purse better, like this size one does.
Not the purse that she normally carries.
Oh, shoot.
It's a small purse.
I didn't even realize that.
Nobody cares, actually.
Actually.
The size of her purse or what she's carrying.
You guys see Iran was trying to bomb Israel yesterday?
No, they did bomb Israel.
Not
like
not
300
watch.
Times.
Yeah, they sent 300 missiles.
I know, and then we blew them up.
Cruise missiles.
Like 45 minutes later.
Were they Iron
99% of them were deflected.
That's uh-huh. crazy.
So 1%.
Oh, so 1% did land?
Yeah.
That's three.
I saw this post. Iran's about to see why the United States doesn't have free health care.
Yeah.
And it was just a montage of all of our, you know, tanks and carriers
yeah,
and stuff.
Dude.
Yeah, dude, it's incredible. Because I remember we were at Haley's thing, and then, like, breaking news, Iran is sending bombs.
Yeah.
And then, like, 30 minutes later, we looked up, it's like, breaking news, the U.S. destroyed all of them.
What do they all hate Israel so much for?
I know, it's
they want to take it over.
I know, it's just like, it's just a little tiny piece of land.
Guys, seriously, it's all right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you want to hear something crazy?
Huh.
It's better actually be crazy.
Yeah, Josh was saying, he's like, yeah, like at this point, China could like easily outgun us.
No, don't believe that for a second. What does Josh know?
He's literally in the Air Force.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Gavin
and I were in the back of the van giving us a tour of the Air Force base. And I'm like, did he just say that? I didn't hear it clearly, but then I clarified later. Like, no shot.
No, why did you say that?
Because they're making a lot more planes than we are.
And they're just like,
not
we stopped. We have stopped.
Biden has stopped all of our, like, production of, like, aircraft carriers and stuff. We used to have, like, the most, which was, like, 12 or something.
Like, by far. We don't have the most anymore?
No.
I think we, I don't know,
maybe I think
we
might
have
the most, but we stopped producing most fighter jets. We are onto an F-35, I think is what he said, is what we're making.
The Fs are.
But they're so expensive in the beginning because they're trying to figure out how to build them. And so it's like $1 trillion, literally $1 trillion to build this plane. And then the U.S. will shut down the program before it starts getting cheaper. So, like, obviously the first one's going to be very expensive because you're figuring everything out. But then after that, costs will drop significantly because you know
how to make it. Right?
Yeah.
Think about it.
The first one, very expensive to make. Now they can make it for pennies on the dollar.
Assembly line. Everyone can afford one now.
Yeah.
Everyone can
afford it. Wow.
But China's cranking out jets like nobody's business. But you also got to have people to fly them.
Yeah.
Lord knows. That's true. They don't have very many people there. They're notorious for having a very small population.
Literally. And figure, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. This makes me nervous. I heard we're very vulnerable to, like, EMP attacks and whatnot.
I've been watching this documentary called Breaking Point about the bomb in the Cold War.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how we're still in the Cold War. Like, no it never way. Ended. Once we created nuclear weapons between the U.S. and Russia, kind of still...
It's like Oppenheimer.
You never know.
Remember when you said that I made a chain reaction that would end the world?
Mutually assured destruction. Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like, if you use a nuke, we're going to use a nuke, and then everyone dies. So let's just both not use nukes.
Yeah. But we're still at a standstill, and Russia really wants Ukraine for whatever reason. And we've been giving Ukraine money, and they're trying to pass this $60 billion.
That's pretty, I mean, I'm okay with that. $60 billion is not so much.
Cool. $60 billion to Ukraine for different things.
Now that is a lot different than $60.
Yeah. But it hasn't been passed.
They're canceling student loan debt again, though.
What?
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Kamala came out and was like, we're canceling.
She doesn't even know. She can't even, doesn't even know what she's talking about.
I know.
She has no power.
It's for like any graduates or like undergrads that like are 25. No. Like, yeah, even if you didn't graduate, but anyone who has like loans that are older than like 20 years old or something like that.
That's stupid.
They're canceling them.
That's stupid.
Canceling?
How can you not pay off your loans after 25 years for school?
Just like, what do you do with the people
the government
that actually
is just going to pay them off?
As in, we're going to pay them off because of taxes.
I'm going to throw up.
All right, yeah. So your taxes will increase, your property tax will increase, your income tax will increase, your federal income tax will increase. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
If you want to pay more in taxes, cancel that.
There's a clip of AOC talking about, like, oh, you know, they can now use this money, like this extra money. They can go back.
Get another education?
They can, like, go back to school or travel abroad.
That's what we call. Have a kid.
Like, okay, the last part, that's pretty good. But, like, you're going to pay off their student loans just so they can go see Europe.
Or go back
to school and get another degree that doesn't make them any money. Back.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
If you are so sure that a degree is going to change your life, then you need to go get a job right now. And then you can go get a degree while you're paying for it.
Go get a degree. And then...
And then get a better paying job if you're doing a very specific degree, like engineering or something.
I think a lot of people just want the college experience, too. I think that's probably...
That's a stupid thing. It's a
terrible experience.
Yeah. Oh, I want to experience debt and not having any money and my parents paying for everything.
There's a... Do you follow the Church Chad guys
on
Instagram?
Not anymore.
He did like a little... Maybe. I think it was Josh, one of the guys. He's from White Oak.
I know.
Yeah. He did like a little breakdown like of like Dave Ramsey.
Yeah,
he talks about how like
I love when people do that.
He's like, he's all like, I went to college and like graduated debt free, and I paid and I worked like through my college, like at my family's store.
Yeah,
Dave Ramsey, and like
Josh tuition was $300.
Did a breakdown,
and
like a semester was like $300 at the University of Tennessee where he went, and so he had to work like 17 hours to pay off like untaxed 17 hours to pay off that tuition.
Well, what was paid back then?
That's what I'm saying.
And he said like
it was a dollar.
Like the minimum wage, like $2.
My grandparents, when they were doing grocery store, they were bagging, it was like not even $2.
Yeah, so he was doing like
based off of their hourly. Like if he was making minimum wage, it would have taken him 17 hours or something like that.
A week?
No, like or like 170 hours to pay off a whole semester of tuition. And it's like these days, if you're making like not even minimum wage, like $12 an hour or something, like you're cooked. Like it'll take you like double that to pay off. And he's like, these Gen Z is just lazy and you know, they don't want to work.
Yeah.
And it's like, Houston, he had like a house by the time, and it was like you need to be making, like the average income was like half or over half of what the average house was.
And
now it's like the average income is like you have to make 3 years worth if you want to buy a house.
I went to a customer's house this week. We were replacing a wall that had been eaten up by termites, and he said he was talking about a bathroom remodel that he had gotten quoted for. It was gonna be like $26,000. And he said that is half of what he paid for his house when he bought it.
Yeah, that dude. He bought his house for
$50,000.
I work with a lot of old people.
Very old house.
Work like coworkers or like talk to him.
No, like not like like talk to him on the yeah. phone, like clients and stuff. And a lot of the times you'll get old people that just like love to complain about like this new generation and like people don't want to work and. All these, it's these dang cell phones is why everything's so expensive.
Yep.
Like, these are people that
ever since the iPhone like, 15.
These are people that were, like, 20 years old in the 50s and just inherited the greatest, like, economy in the history of the world. And everyone had massive houses. And, like, you could work part-time at, like, a flower shop and afford, like, a two-story house.
The economy is deuce right now. It's real deuce.
When is it going
to
be good? Interest rates
are 12%. 12% to buy a house. That's insane.
We're cooked.
It's going to take for it would take forever to pay that off. Even if your down payment is 50%, which is insane, it would take a very long time. That's why I'm saying
move to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I brought this up a few weeks ago.
Mariah sent me this reel of a it was just nonsense. It was this girl that was like bought this house, this 3-bedroom house, $400,000, whatever, and this is how much my mortgage is going to be. It's like $1,400 a month. And
how long is it going to take her to pay it?
It's going to take me of just like whatever years and like
50.
Yeah.
I just remember I did the math on it. Like the down payment was like 3%. I was like, that doesn't happen.
No, you can do that. You could get that. You could get approved for that.
1,400 a month on a $400,000 house. That's like
yeah. How many years is your are you going to be paying it off though?
360 month term.
Yeah. No, you're going to be paying it for 30 years, and then you can refinance eventually. But if you're paying it for 30 years, by the time
do you have to have a down payment?
No, you can get approvals for things where you don't have to have a down payment. But if you do that, you're cooking yourself because if you do that, by the time that you actually pay the house off, you would have already paid for it like 5 times in full.
Yeah.
Five times over.
I just remember you want a fixed mortgage. You don't want a variable, whatever. Mm-hmm. I remember that Mr. Lovedock. Because
they can jump.
Because if it's fixed, because inflation is always just going to keep going up. But if it's a fixed mortgage, it's going to stay the same and they won't
raise
it.
They're saying, you know, that the bubble is going to pop.
I don't think so.
They're saying like the next, you know, however long is going
to
be a worst.
We need to watch The Big Short.
Worst depression since like,
I've seen it.
The 1920s.
It's a good stuff.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe it's every 100 years.
The 30s, the 1930s was bad.
Like
20s was good.
No, 28 was like when it happened.
Oh, yeah. But they called like the roaring 20s.
You got to watch. Good. Yeah. If you watch The Big Short, you got to watch it a couple times because it is very confusing.
Mm.
What they're talking about and all
Gosling,
the numbers.
Right?
Basically, people were getting approved for things to buy in houses.
They had no money
that
for.
They could not get the money for. They didn't really have the money for it, but they were getting approved.
The money didn't exist.
Kind of.
I don't even know. I'm just saying things.
They were getting approved for loans when their credit or whatever was just terrible. They didn't really have the money. When they were getting approved, saying like, oh, this is a, I don't remember the rankings, but basically taking a house or a credit, somebody's credit line that was terrible, grade C, I think, and making it look like a double A or whatever.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They were increasing it, making a house that was terrible or somebody's finances that were just in the dumps and approving them for something that was like not even close to anything they could ever afford. And so there were these really nice houses that were just completely abandoned because people ran out of money and the finances weren't there anymore. They just could not. It's so confusing.
And then there were these two guys that were shorting.
I had that weird throat bubble thing.
Shorting a bunch of stuff, right? remember that part. They like were in their garage, and he was like spent $100,000 at the start.
Yeah, like, and they were paying
the crash.
Yeah,
yeah, that it was all gonna just.
And then they became bajillionaires, probably.
Yeah. They did, yeah. but when they did, they were like, yeah, we became rich, but
like look at all this downfall. Like,
they didn't have the whole cause though.
No, but the entire country just like collapsed. They were basically betting against these big banks.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's this other guy who is played by who?
There's a lot of big actors in there.
Who's Batman?
Who's Batman?
Yeah, who plays
Ben Affleck?
No.
Yeah. Wasn't Christian Bale in that movie?
Christian Bale. Christian Bale is the guy that's like calculating everything. He's some kind of investor, but he took all his customers' money and put it up against the banks, basically saying that the banks were going to fail and collapse. Damn. And everybody was telling him, like, you gotta take the money out. Like, we're losing
everything. And then all of a sudden, one night, like, whoops. The whole world just...
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Collapsed.
Isn't Steve Carell in that movie, too?
Yeah. He's one of the guys that's running around.
He's got a weird accent, doesn't he?
And then Ryan Gosling is in there.
No.
I've just seen that scene where he's got, like, his math guy.
His brother, like, killed himself.
What?
Oh, yeah.
His character's brother.
I don't think he has an... He kind of has an accent.
Yeah, would that give him an accent?
No, he just had one.
He was in New York.
It does something to you.
But, yeah.
Really, taking another sip.
I don't know what's going to happen. But
better or worse out of the bottle.
Here, I will say this.
Feels cool.
Around here, I mean, if you can buy a house or find one that you want to buy, that's fine. But the houses around here
are... You
want to
make us all renters, Gavin.
They're all crap.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, Blackbird is buying everything. What's that called? BlackRock.
Yeah, it's
BlackRock's
buying
all the houses and they want you to rent. Guys, seriously, just rent. It's so much fun.
No, these houses are garbage around here.
Assume any of the risk.
Just buy land and build.
Garbage.
Oh, these houses are so terrible.
Gavin, they're Gavin. People's homes.
They're garbage.
They're not garbage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Even the new ones are built so poorly.
I bet you would build it good.
Yeah, I would.
I know. That's what I just said.
If you guys buy land, I'll build your
what
houses.
What do you think is the solution to all this? Seems like the world's ending.
It's all just going to... It is ending. There's nothing you can do.
You know what I was thinking the other day? Where are all the new towns? Right? Cities, it's like, oh, we're so old. We were from, like, founded in the 1890s. When am I going to come across a city that's, like, founded in 2020?
Yeah, dude.
Let's go start our own city.
We know everywhere now. Everywhere has already been
claimed. You have to buy a big chunk of land and then basically give it to the government.
Dang it. Why would I do that?
Yeah, nobody want to do that.
Why would you do that? I don't know.
There's no incentive anymore. Back then, it was like, oh, new industry. They put in a new mill, or there's gold over here.
Yeah.
Or there's a lake, or there's
or
a
there's
river.
Oil.
Yeah. And then towns just because a bunch of people went there and they just built there. There has to be something to attract everybody.
Lone Podcast Star
Studios. But all the attractive spots have been built around now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The there's some pretty locations. Nice places in nature out there.
Really?
Then I'm like, wow, Walmart would look really good.
Yeah,
here.
But it's but is it nice enough to? Yeah, that's true. Actually.
Start a community.
Like, there's just that random spot in Henderson that's like East Texas Regional Business Park coming soon.
It's ain't just nobody, open lots for big factories to. Like the Gap Outlet, that place is massive.
Yeah.
Huge.
But yeah, there's no like new. Where are the new cities?
New locations.
They're not
going
to
happen.
How fun would that have been to be around when it's like, whoa, did you hear about this new city that just dropped?
Did you hear about this new church that just dropped?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's
check it
different.
Out. We could start our own city right here.
No, this is literally
expand.
Longview.
No.
We're not allowed. This
we can change
already.
It. We can change it.
Yeah, dude, you never hear about changing the name of a city anymore.
I never heard about it once.
I think that maybe if there's... Yeah,
oh, I remember Columbus, Ohio was going to change their name.
Really? Because of Christopher?
Yeah, to
remember
like Flavortown.
Greater Idaho?
Flavortown, really?
Because of Guy Fieri.
Hmm.
That might all be made up, but it sounds
no, that sounds right.
It sounds cool.
Flavor no, country or whatever.
Flavor Town, Ohio.
Changing the subject because you know this is all kind of depressing.
What? Well, no, it's not.
The world's falling apart. We can't afford
to think of solutions, Gavin.
We can't.
Pioneers.
We need to find a way.
We don't have solutions yet.
How do we fix it? Well, I mean, we can't fix it, but how do we survive?
How do we survive when allergies are still a thing?
Cover your
I don't
face.
Really understand why allergies still like happen to my body.
Sin. Because of your sin.
I think it's correct. A sin issue. Maybe check your heart.
Because of your sins, Parker.
But the more allergies. Like I've been around 20 years and every single year, grass pollen doesn't kill me, but my body's still like, oh no.
It's like, haven't we learned right now that we're going to be fine?
It just attacks a part of your body where it's like,
but why can't my body learn, like,
it's irritating.
Yeah, what is it irritating? Why can't my body just be like, oh, this doesn't kill me? Oh.
Your sensitive areas, it.
I have a lot of those.
Of your body, it affects. That's why you sneeze and stuff. The weak parts.
Yeah.
Weak parts of your body.
Yeah, but why does it, why does grass
pollen, I don't know, Parker, get stronger? How about diet? How about that?
Probably because you're eating crap.
Yeah, maybe. I don't eat crap.
You do.
Maybe it's the foreign Red Bull I drink.
No, maybe that'll help you.
That's true. It's a tonic. It could be a cure.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about is, like, nut allergies. There's got to be something that we are doing right now that's making them happen. Because there's no way that everyone with nut allergies didn't die off back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, when all we had was nuts and berries and meat, you just had a group of people that couldn't eat nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that for a second. It's got to be something in our diet now.
That's why I don't understand. Well, why the do you allergies? Think there's weak people? Is it just in different people? Like, there's actually something in this that might kill you. That could somehow, this thing can legitimately kill you. Or is it just because your body's weird?
Snake poison kills everybody.
That's true.
Yeah, right? But that's not the that's same not thing. That's not an allergy. At all. That's not an allergy.
How come, like, this person's allergic to peanuts, allergic and I can rub all over myself and I'll be just fine?
You can create an anti-venom. And be like, oh, it doesn't affect me, but it affects me.
Allergies. Allergies, like, internal.
Mosquito bites.
Would it actually...
The external gets on the internal.
Would it actually kill me? Is my body actually doing a good job of defending itself by, like, making my nose run? Or is it, like, overreacting?
I don't know.
Because if my body was just like, I'm going to be chill about this thing because this doesn't kill everybody or anyone ever. So I'm just going to calm down and then you won't die. Do people, like, I had a teacher with a really bad rice allergy.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
And so, like, even, like, the dust, if it was around her, it would, like, make her die.
Who has rice dust?
But ever heard of a rice cake, Gavin? You break one of those bad boys open?
It's game over.
Oh, no. But, like, if her body was just, like, let me be fine, I'm fine. Or is it, like, actually the rice that's killing her? Or is it her body just having this unnatural reaction
to the rice
that's killing her?
Yes, that's what it is, for sure.
The reaction kills her.
The reaction kills.
So it's like your body just sabotaging yourself.
Yeah, that is true.
It's like a freak about
so some there's some. There's got to be something we can do to fix it. Autoimmune disease, I think.
Yes, let's fix it.
Autoimmune disorder or something.
Yeah.
I think an autoimmune disorder is, like, it's when your body, like, has an overreaction falsely to something, and that's actually what kills you. And those have been, like, you can cure those with your diet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good.
You just gotta eat
lots of rice until eat the rice until it doesn't hurt.
Just drink raw milk. Have you ever had raw milk?
No, I did one.
I had it once. I don't know. Was it good? Back in the day. Yeah, we were at Christmas Valley and our neighbors were farmers, and so they brought over, like, as a welcoming present or whatever.
Brought over a pail of milk.
Yeah, it's like a big old mason jar, a couple of mason jars full of milk, fresh squeezed.
Hey. Dang, fresh squeezed is crazy.
I've heard some pretty foul stories about making their own milk.
What?
Herman Hopper.
Yeah.
He said that when they had some dairy cows, and when they'd milk it, you gotta grab and you gotta really work it down. And he said
sometimes it's
that he was pretty bad at it. He said it just is yellow and also flies get in it all the time. And so they strain it through a cloth, but he's like, you know, those flies have been in there. So you might be straining out the fly, but not the other stuff that contaminated the milk. So
oh, you mean the nutrients?
There's the foul things.
I don't know, but it's, like, illegal, so it makes you want it. Because, like, it seems gross, like, raw milk, but the government's like, no, you can't have it.
Well, the government?
Why not?
Why can I not have
it? I don't think they're really protecting me.
No, you for real can't get it. And so people will, like, they'll, like low stores will, like, low-key sell it in, like, the, like, dog section or whatever.
Yeah.
As, like, pet food, and you can buy it as pet food and then eat it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You gotta eat it because you gotta chew on that.
I just thought it was like there's like a underground railroad for it or something.
Why do they care so much about my health? The government doesn't care about my health.
No, they don't.
No,
why are they
not
trying to keep raw milk from
it's
me?
Because businesses will take advantage of that. They won't worry about health standards.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
you're going to get some like mass-produced Fairlife raw
milk. You know, used to be in beef.
Uh-huh.
Because like...
Human? What?
They were selling. They were selling canned meat. And
oh,
whatnot.
Dude, I remember reading a book in high school that was
and like people fell into these...
About.
Vats and got killed, and they're like, we don't want to waste a whole batch, so they would sell it with human parts in it.
But I think that's
in the 1900s,
fine, right?
Parker, what the frick?
Morally?
That was like,
okay?
That morally, you think that's okay?
I'm asking.
No, not for them, but us. No, we do not eat humans.
But what if I didn't know?
Still not. Still morally.
I'd rather morally it not be there. For the consumer, it's fine. But yeah. I think that eating human, like whatever the hormones in it or whatever, like messes with you.
Knowingly eating a human is
like, probably
I think
it messes with
thing.
Your brain. Like it makes you act different. Like it infects you.
My gosh.
For real.
You cannot eat yourself.
Not myself. No. It'd be like Parker. I would eat.
That's terrible.
Auto cannibalism is like a.
You gotta watch that documentary on Netflix about that plane crash.
Hannah's jamming out there.
Yeah,
where it was like 38 people survived.
People on the ice or whatever.
And the bodies, people that died in the crash, they buried them in the snow and ice.
What would you do?
They were starving, and so they ate them. Yeah. Not even cooked. They were just. I'm sorry if you're listening to this.
They couldn't give.
They couldn't get fire.
How did they survive without fire in the snow?
I don't know.
Without fire.
Maybe they got fire, but they could barely cook it.
They were just too hungry.
I wouldn't even bother. I don't know. Maybe I would. Yeah. But.
I think that you would bother.
But they were.
I wouldn't
when
eat
there
it.
Was a plane or a rescue.
I would hike down the mountain and just take my chances. I'm not eating nobody.
That's how they survived. Is because two people hiked down the mountain and found help.
Yeah, why wouldn't that be the first
imagine
thing you
because
do?
You're in the dang Andes. You know how high?
There are Andes out there?
What, dude? They're fine.
I've been in the Andes, and I have never eaten anybody. Yeah, I don't know. It would have to at least be cooked.
If you're up in the mountains, and you crash your plane up in the mountains, and it's like, well, I can't stay up in the mountains. I got to go somewhere. I hope I pick the right direction. I'm just going to go. And if you don't, you die. And if you stay, you die. But if you go and you find
the
right way, you live.
That's true. I like that.
Why would I just sit there? Right when you crash, you go.
Yeah,
you go.
When you have the most energy and warmth. And
adrenaline, probably.
Yeah, not even.
Once the adrenaline wears off your cook.
Yeah.
Once you even start considering the idea of, like, I should just eat this human body, then you're kind of just
lost. Don't even let it
They were starving, Parker.
Yeah, but what happens when you return back to society and you're like, oh my gosh.
What have I done?
I don't know. Ask the people that survived.
I can't. They're dead.
No, they survived.
No, they're dead now. It was so long ago. When was it?
It was not that long ago.
It was like
2019.
February, I think.
I don't know.
No way.
I don't know. It was a while ago. I don't think it was that long ago, though.
I bet they're alive.
They are, for sure.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
What do you think about... actually, I'm not going to bring it up.
OJ
How
Simpson.
Do you guys feel about coffee? Drinkers, not...
I will go through different phases. Sometimes I can go like I will go months and not have a drop.
Yeah. I'm just not sure how I feel about coffee and the fact that I can't decide or when I'm tasting coffee be like, "Oh, this coffee is so much better than this coffee." Like, if coffee's bad, I'd be like, "This is bad." I drink it a decent
amount. I don't ever drink it and I can't tell the difference, but I'm sure if I like had it all the time and then I was like, oh, this one has notes of, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like a wine drinker. I don't know anything.
But then, dude, what do you think of coffee snobs? People are like, oh, this coffee is terrible.
This must be Brazilian.
It has to be these kind of grounds poured like this.
I think you can really get into it and really become a diva.
But then...
That's like Mariah's brother is like he's starting a coffee company. He has started one. But he's like super picky about all this stuff. Dad's kind of picky.
When you get to the point,
you gotta be.
When you get to the point where you're picky about coffee, I mean, what are you even doing?
It's like people who are picky about wine. It's like
yeah,
a very
exactly
fine or like
point.
any drink really.
Wow,
if
this
there was like
wine.
A food that you were really passionate about, I'm sure you could tell like, oh, this is gross because of this reason.
Well, somebody's got to be passionate about it to make it good for.
We're eating food all the time, so obviously
you're
gonna have
a running a coffee shop, and they're just like, I don't know, it all tastes the same. Just give it to them.
Like, what about Red Bull, Gavin? It's all like the base flavor is the same, and then they just add whatever. If we could do like a blind Red Bull taste test, would you be able to tell like what flavor is what and like what notes?
But
there,
that's
are
the
what?
Difference. Is Red Bull taste the same every time? If you get this flavor, it's always the same. Coffee
right.
can vary so much because it's different beans, different grounds.
Yeah,
because
you have to do
different roasts.
Stuff. Sometimes it's too burnt. Sometimes it's like too light.
Yeah, but with Red Bull, you don't have to do that.
That's true. You just have to be able to tell what flavor it is. And we're going to make you do a blind
I
Red
can
Bull
do that
taste
so
test.
Easy.
That's what you think.
100%.
There's a lot of flavors. I don't know. It might be tough.
I could do them all.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Also, this week, you guys know what a melody is?
Yes.
Do you know what a medley is? Are they the same thing?
I think they're the same thing.
Are they?
I don't know.
Medley? M-E-D-L-E-Y? I thought
medley was like a fruit.
Yeah.
Like a fruit.
M-E-D-L-E-Y. Spread.
And then M-E-L-O-D-Y.
This week, I've heard someone say medley. Multiple different people say medley.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you just a snob and can't call it melody?
Or are you pronouncing
it? Or is it something else entirely different?
Medley is a piece of music made up of a series of short tunes.
Now, what is...
a medley is like a series of different songs.
Different songs that will all go together.
Oh. I think.
So that's what he did. He made a medley because it was like a bunch of different songs, making them all...
That's the only reason I questioned that they were two different things, because Riker probably knows what he's talking about, or he does know what he's talking about, so what is the difference? So...
There you go. You should have asked him.
I didn't want to sound like an idiot.
Well, you are an idiot. You just didn't want to sound like one?
Yeah. Also, today...
We're pushed.
How much time do we have?
I don't care.
What?
What do we have?
Yeah, we're good. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
See you guys. Peace. Sorry. Blow it up.